I'm somewhat surprised, to be honest with you, because, look, I'm on the road every day. You don't see too many bad vehicles on the road now. Certainly the condition of vehicles has improved over the years, and I think there's no doubt about that. I think across the country, I know earlier on last year, the national fail rate was around 54%, which is high too. You know, that would indicate that there's something wrong with over half the motor vehicles on our roads, and that's not acceptable. But I do think what's happening here is, and I believe there's data to back it up, you know, that around a third of motorists are believed to be using the NCT as a diagnostic tool. You know, they get the failure list, and then they go to the mechanic to get those items fixed or replaced or whatever it is. So I think that somewhat inflates the figures, in that there may be minor defects with a car, and rather than them spending money on numerous things, they go with the specifics, just as what the vehicle has failed on. So they're using it as a diagnostic tool.
And Councillor, with that in mind, in terms of the expected price increases to be coming in relation to the NCT test, that with people perhaps using it as a tool, obviously the price increase would probably discourage people from doing that in the year ahead. So you could potentially maybe seeing these figures decrease in a year. Would that be possible, or it's kind of who knows?
It is kind of who knows, but it's definitely likely. You know, I think, as you said yourself there, the price increases will impact that. And probably will address it, and I'd imagine they will, because, look, I suppose it leads to increased times around waiting as well to get your test, I'd imagine.